Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. You got the Junkies Monday through Friday, Michael Phillips. I'm 12 to 3 before we hand it off to Grant and Danny. You got Tech Talk Live and Who's Talking on Mondays, and from Who's Talking right now, it is Frank Maloney in the Hadid Mercer rug cleaning hot seat. Frank, how are you doing?
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And what started as a really exciting and promising NBA postseason and turned into one that's almost been ruined by injuries.
It's doomy and gloomy. I love basketball. I mean, seriously. And it's been fun to follow, you know, some of the big storylines. I mean, let's talk about Luka Doncic leaving Dallas?
Yeah.
Going to the Lakers. And they're already out.
And that kind of started it, because in that elimination game, LeBron James got hurt.
Yes.
He would have missed the next game even if they had advanced.
Yep.
And now we've got two games tonight. Both games will be missing the stars for either team. You've got
the Celtics
without Tatum,
yep.
Warriors without Curry. So let's start with Celtics without Tatum.
First off, the Celtics this year relied on Tatum too often when the clock got down to less than 10 seconds.
Yes, but I also think that was the plan, because Tatum had a chip on his shoulder after a summer in France where he couldn't get off the bench for Team USA.
Maybe, but after a while, that sort of thing wears off. To me, the Celtics were so much fun this year to watch, as was the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah.
And then the Cavaliers totally devolved. I don't know what happened. I think the first round series against Miami was so bad, I think it impacted the way the Cavaliers went into the series against Indianapolis, which was finally healthy and very hungry and very dangerous.
See, I understand what you're saying.
Yes.
think Cleveland was overrated. I think the regular season doesn't matter, because we've seen the one seed in both conferences are struggling. Now, the Thunder did win that big game five, but the Cavs are eliminated by a Pacers team that, oh yeah, was in the conference finals last year.
Yes.
So I think you could have made some decent money betting on the Pacers to win that series. You know, that was my prediction.
Halliburton is healthy.
Yep.
Okay.
And Siakam's been on fire.
And let me tell you something. For the Cavaliers not to have that guard,
yeah.
Darius Garland. You know, Hunter and Jerome had never been in a series like this.
Yeah.
And so
they were forced to play too many major minutes,
And they were not ready for it.
Right.
Now, to be fair, I'm going to go back to the Miami series. Miami was horrible. And I'm not sure any team was ever any worse in a playoff series than the Heat were.
It was the largest margin of victory in a series.
And those blowouts, 30 and 40 point games, and that's not playoff basketball. So
no.
I think it screwed them up. I think it affected their competitive edge. They went into that series against Indianapolis, and let's face it, Indiana has players.
Yeah.
And they have a veteran coach. who's my age.
Rhett Carlisle.
Who knows his stuff. I knew him at UVA, and he is chomping at the bit.
One of the most underrated coaches of all time was, of course, in charge of Indiana with Reggie Miller, right? Then went to Dallas.
Yep.
And that's the other thing here is we're going to get a bit of Reggie Miller, Spike Lee with Knicks Pacers.
Yes.
But the Knicks got to take care of the Celtics tonight. I think they will.
I think they will. I think the Celtics are too traumatized from watching the end of that game. And on the other hand, what happened to the Celtics defense? You know, when Brown was doing the post-game interview last night, if you heard him, he said, we put up no resistance. Well, what the hell? You're in the playoffs.
Well, the thing is they can't stop Jalen Brunson one-on-one. He can get himself an open look. Mikal Bridges as well.
Bridges is having a field day.
And that's the thing. I'm so happy for the Knicks and that fan base because they made a run last year, and it was all Brunson.
Yes.
It was the Brunson show. And then they said, all right, well, Julius Randle was hurt. We don't need him. Let's bring in Karl-Anthony Towns. They wanted Bridges. They got Bridges. And I think he's been even better than what they've expected.
I think they're more efficient.
Yeah.
And they also understand which side of the bread needs to be buttered. Brunson needs the ball late.
Yeah.
And the trick is not to wear him out during the rest of the game. Quite honestly, I do not understand how he's getting all these shots off. He is not tall.
No, but he's shifty, and he can hit a nice fadeaway and a step back, and that's how he's creating the separation.
Well, he almost uses his body.
He does.
Like Doncic, like Luka does.
Yeah, it's
only he's smaller.
He reminds me of a soccer player, the way he kind of uses his butt to shield people.
He does.
And he will initiate the contact, and that's why a lot of people think he's a flopper, but he'll initiate the contact and then back off, and he's created that separation.
Plus, he's very skilled with his dribbling.
Yeah.
He's underrated. Now, the guy that they're going to face after they dispatch the Celtics, I'm sad to say, clearly this Halliburton character is ready for the big time.
Yeah.
And he is got it all.
Yeah.
And he's tall. He can get the rebound. He can get the assist. He can get the shot. He can block the shot. There's almost nothing this guy can't do.
He was voted NBA's, by the players, anonymously, NBA's most overrated player last season.
Yeah,
he's playing with a chip on his shoulder now.
And you know what? He is laughing to the bank.
Yeah, and those two teams hate each other. Last year, the Pacers advanced in Game 7, and then the WWE invited Jalen Brunson and Tyrese Halliburton into a chair fest. They were holding chairs about to hit each other. It was hilarious. Tonight,
I like that.
Game 5, Warriors-Timberwolves, and unfortunately, same situation. Without Steph Curry, the Dubs have no chance.
You know, and this is a shame because we know we're nearing, if it's not the end, it's nearly the end for Steph Curry. What a phenomenal person, a phenomenal player, and to have him get this kind of hamstring type of injury is it's horrible. It's as bad as Tatum. I mean, here you have you wait all year for this, and you don't get what you want.
Right.
And I'm sorry to say. I mean, now here's the crazy thing: Draymond Green now apparently has the green light to break the scorer's table in half.
Right.
Throw somebody into the fifth row and break the backboard on like a slam dunk, like Shaquille used to.
What I'm upset about is I don't know that the Timberwolves were the better team at full strength. The Warriors won game one, and Steph didn't play the whole second half.
Yep.
Unfortunately, they haven't been close in the last three games. They're on the road tonight. I mean, Jimmy Butler would need 40 for them to win. I don't see it happening.
But I will say this about Butler. He's a mercurial dude. Sometimes I have seen games where he literally seems to be moving at a speed that the other team doesn't recognize and doesn't know what to do with.
Yeah.
He is capable, I think, of a big number. And
he'll bring it on the defensive end as well.
And he'll have to do it. Now, can Green and all the other players provide enough support?
That's the thing is, the other players is a bunch of nobodies.
Well, there's a few talented guys, but let's face it, Steph Curry was the it factor when they won their rings.
Yes.
So they don't have...
And he meant more to this team than LeBron James meant to his team. And he meant more to this team than Jason Tatum meant to the Celtics because you have Jaylen Brown and Kristaps.
And see, that's the interesting thing. Now, the other thing is we didn't talk about Porzingis.
Yeah.
And having his injury. they won't disclose his health condition.
Right.
Something is wrong. Does he have vertigo?
Look, he's had issues his entire career.
But right now, he is lost in space.
Right.
I've seen them play this year. There was a game I saw. He made 7 threes in a row.
Right.
And he was so hot that the announcer lost his composure and said,
I've said this his entire career. That's nice, but at your height, give me 7 threes and give me 15 rebounds. And he doesn't bring that.
He's not that kind of guy, but he does block shots sometimes.
He does block shots sometimes.
And he makes clever assists.
But if the Celtics were to pull off something crazy,
he's got to be on the full medication.
Right.
Whatever he needs, maybe he needs to double it up.
You're right. Let's take a quick commercial break. We got Frank Maloney from Who's Talking. You can hear Mondays right here on 910 AM, 105.1 FM. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Frank Maloney from Who's Talking hanging out with us today. And Frank, I wanted to thank you on air, part of the ABCs, the AWOD Book Club. I added a new one called My Losing Season by Pat Conroy, and it is fantastic. It is such a good memoir, and the basketball team being involved is why I loved it so much. Basketball's always been my favorite sport, so I'm going to dive into some more Pat Conroy.
Well, you'll find that his books are incredibly well written. You'll also find that you learn a lot about the communities that he writes about.
Yeah.
And it gives you a lot of depth. I mean, the Losing Season book, I thought was a terrible title considering how well written the book was and all the content of that book.
Yeah.
He played for the Citadel, and of course the Citadel had never had any good teams, but they played a lot of good teams, including the Spiders, and you know, his stories about Johnny Moats and the others, incredible.
Absolutely.
And you mentioned Bobby Ukrop in the book.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. It's been awesome. My dad told me I have to read The Great Santini.
Yes.
But we wanted to talk college hoops here. What's the latest with the ACC from 20 games to 18 in the conference?
You know what? Couldn't happen soon enough. Obviously, the ACC got hammered this last year by the tournament committee because they didn't have enough quality wins in the non-conference sector, and the ACC schools are remedying this now. Two more games to play, a wider variety. And unlike your previous guest before,
Bill Michael, Roth.
Yeah, I think Bill went in the wrong direction a little bit. He touched on the thought, but he didn't hit it right. ACC schools aren't going to play Maryland Eastern Shore. They're not going to use those two games. They're going to use those two games to go play teams that they know will help their ratings, their rankings.
Right. It's not going to be a rivalry. It's not going to be anything local. UVA is not going to use that game to play VCU or George Mason. It's going to be them trying to schedule a Big 12 challenge, a Big 10 challenge, an SEC challenge.
Or someone out in the Midwest that needs a filler.
Right, like a New Mexico.
Yeah, right. But there'll be some opportunities
that's
there.
That's a good point. A Mountain West school? Because yep. That conference has been on the rise.
They've gotten better.
Yeah.
I also think it's taken a little while for the ACC to recover from the loss of Williams at Carolina, Coach K at Duke, and Boeheim at Syracuse.
Boeheim at Syracuse.
Bennett at
Virginia.
That's
been awful.
Well, you know,
because I thought Adrian Autry was going to work out. He's such a star player. I should have known right away when he said, "Hey, we're going to move away from the 2-3 zone." What are you doing? You're at Syracuse.
Yeah, you. What are you doing? That's the one thing you know.
I know.
And you know, everybody hated to go to the Dome and have to play against that crazy...
But the last few years, it's been an easy win.
Well, you know, you got to get the players. And the ACC has got to find a way to win more of these recruiting contests. And judging by what I've read so far this year, look out, folks. Don't sleep on the ACC now, because a lot of good players are getting picked up. And UVA and Tech have both found some really good players, both in the portal and in Europe and in high school.
Yep.
And you know what? That's the three-way test.
Well, we know about that success from Ryan Odom here at VCU. Max Scholga, international player, Sean Barristow, Luke Bamboye, Michael Bell helped this team win a championship. And so I'm looking forward to the success that Odom can have at UVA. It's going to be very difficult because, as we're saying here, the ACC is in a tough spot where they're no longer the best conference or the second best conference.
But that is going to change. Mark my words, the ACC has always been a dominant conference in basketball going back my whole life.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, this was just a hiccup. You watch what happens over the next 2 years, and it's going to be great for local fans.
Well, I hope they learn from their mistakes, because my thought was last year, too much confidence in the conference as a whole.
Yes.
A lot of the transfers were Miami to FSU,
yes.
Virginia Tech to Miami. They needed to go out and get the top players from the SEC that weren't playing, or the Big Ten, or the Big 12.
Or wherever.
Do you feel like the ACC conference has done a better job at that?
Well, I think they've gotten the message.
Uh-huh. Like UVA, what are the two Oklahoma players?
Well, you know, there was one guy, then he left.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, that Duke Miles character who's committed to four schools in the span of like 5 months.
Yeah. Sounds like he just wants the biggest paycheck.
He might be schizophrenic or something, but... You know, I love this mixture of talent that's coming in. And if this kid De Ritter from Belgium, who's been playing a couple years in Spain, if the NCAA clears him, I think UVA becomes a factor for not only making the NCAAs but maybe the second weekend. I'm bullish on what Odom has assimilated.
Frank, before we let you go,
yes.
There's a national story. It is an ACC football story. And that is Pablo Torre's report. There's an absolute real chance Bill Belichick never coaches a game at UNC.
I find it humorous. It's not going to happen. Carolina will do whatever it needs to do to keep Belichick in the good graces of the public and the media and everybody else.
I understand what you're saying. I don't think Pablo Torre is lying at all. I don't think that's the type of reporter he is.
I'm not saying that he is. I'm just saying it's like he's jumping the gun. He hasn't coached a game at Carolina yet. The people that went to all the trouble to raise the money, and I know someone recently told me how that happened, and how they convinced the athletic director Cunningham to take this project on, because this is breaking some new ground.
Oh, this is the biggest sports story in the college ranks in the entire country.
Well, here's what's fascinating, and people don't forget this. Carolina has brought in, I think, 61 players in the portal. Those kids didn't go to UNC because of the Carolina Blue.
Right.
They're going there because of Belichick and the money.
And the nine rings.
And an opportunity to learn from the greatest NFL Super Bowl coach.
Absolutely.
So they're not gonna let this thing collapse.
Yeah. Frank, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
We are just 2 months away from ACC kickoff in Charlotte.
In July.
Hopefully we will get Bill Belichick on the show.
Well, you know what? You and I need to interview that guy.
I know. I also want to get Ron Rivera because he's the GM for the Cal Golden Bears now.
And it's hard to believe Isaiah Wilkins is now a coach for the Cal Bears.
Yeah. Has UVA announced a general manager for football? Because I know that Odom mentioned that he was going to add that for basketball.
I don't think it's been announced. I think there's a system in place, and there's an individual doing it, but they haven't made a big deal out of it.
Frank, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Frank Maloney, who's talking? You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Commanders, and today the 2025 NFL schedule will be released. A ton of games have been leaked already. Joining us right now to go around the National Football League, it is Mark Schofield on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. What's up, Mark?
What's going on, Adam? Happy NFL schedule release day to you and all who celebrate.
Absolutely. And, as soon as this thing comes out tonight, I'll go through it. I'll predict a Commander's schedule for wins and losses. And, I look forward to it. I mean, it's just this marks an official next step in the offseason. It's not just fans can, plan which games they want to go to, home or away. But once you have the schedule, you really can figure out how you want things to play out throughout the season.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the beauty of the way the NFL does this every May, because we already know who's playing who thanks to the league scheduling formula. But now you start to see, like, for example, there's a leak of how the Giants are going to open their schedule with absolutely a brutal stretch of six games. And so you can start thinking about, okay, well, the Giants, the draft Jackson Dart, but you're opening with those six games. You're probably not going to throw a rookie quarterback into that kind of situation. You'll probably wait, start with Russell Wilson to open up the year. With the Commanders, they've got teams like the Lions and the Chiefs on the schedule, but you don't know when. Would you rather see those games early in the year as the team sort of figuring things out later in the year when you think, they've gotten to be their best version of themselves throughout the course of the season? And so that's part of the beauty of the way the NFL does this, because now you can start to think beyond who they're playing, what teams they're playing, when in the schedule, when the bye week comes, what the travel schedule will look like, do they have back-to-back road games and things like that. And it's part of the beauty of the schedule release part of the season.
Absolutely. And, I just wonder, in terms of these conferences here, like the AFC, it just feels like it's Buffalo, Baltimore, and Kansas City, and those will be the three teams getting a lot of primetime games. And in the NFC, Philly, Washington, and probably Detroit. What is your thought on the 2025-2026 Minnesota Vikings? From 14-3 to what do you think their record ends up being?
They're an interesting situation because obviously a lot of it is going to depend on the quarterback position, what you're going to see from J.J. McCarthy and what they're going to be able to do with him. But I think we've got, oddly enough, proof of concept of it working, and that's what we saw last year with what that team was able to do with Sam Darnold under Kevin O'Connell. And so I think in a way there is that sort of proof of concept where you could see how that offense was able to be constructed for Sam Darnold. They were able to, as you said, put themselves in a position not just to make the playoffs, but until week 18 they were in line for the one seed. And so I think this is still going to be a good football team. Now, it's hard to win 13, 14 games in the NFL two seasons in a row. So I don't think they're going to have that kind of record. But I do expect Minnesota, even with McCarthy under center, is going to push for a playoff spot next year.
Yeah, I when I went through the schedule for the Commanders, I predicted they would lose to the Vikings. I just think that defense is going to help them win
that
some close, lower games.
Good, and that's going to be a tough place to play. I mean, that is a tough environment to go into for any team. It's loud. It's raucous. That crowd gets going. You know, unless you get on top of them early, that's a crowd that stays in it through the full 60 minutes. So, you know, you look at, you know, that Minnesota game, that Kansas City game, those are going to be two really tough road tests for this Commanders team.
Trey Hendrickson, what do you think happens with him and the Cincinnati Bengals?
I think we are speed rushing towards a holdout situation here. Mm. You know, he seems beyond frustrated. You know, I wrote it earlier this week, you know, some of the comments earlier in the week. You know, now you had him holding the media session yesterday. It certainly seems like, and we saw this coming in a way, right? Because with the way they handled T. Higgins, they kicked that can down the road a little bit. Now you're in a position where you have to pay both him and Ja'Marr Chase, which I understand why they did it, but having to do it this year, now you've got the player that led the league in sacks, and he's saying out there saying, look, you know, you told me keep the production up, I'll get a new deal. All I did was lead the league in sacks, hold up your end of the bargain. He, you know, he's hinted at a contract holdout situation. I think that's where this is going. Now, you know, there's certainly the question of they allowed him to explore a trade and nothing was done yet. But, you know, as we get closer to the season, you start thinking about training camp over. He's holding out. You get an injury for a team. They suddenly need some help on the edge. You might see a deal get done there. And so I think this is headed to a holdout with the potential for him to get traded before the season begins.
Yeah, and I think Adam Peters has his pulse on this situation, and so he'll be talking to the Bengals over the next few weeks and month, and I do think he'll add an edge rusher. The other name that I've been talking about is recently released Panthers edge rusher Jadeveon Clowney. What do you think about Clowney?
I mean, look, if you're a team that needs some help on the edge and you're a situational pass rusher that's going to come in and give you 25, 30 snaps a game, it's hard to do worse than Jadeveon Clowney, even at this point of his career. And so, you know, I would say, you know, Hendrickson is probably your plan A if you're looking to add a veteran before the season begins, if you're Adam Peters. But if, you know, they somehow get a deal done or another team comes in, you know, Clowney's probably somebody else that's going to get signed, you know, closer to training camp after training camp begins, you know, given where he is at this point of his career. But certainly somebody that can give you a presence off the edge on pass rushing downs, that can give you, you know, four or five sacks, can give you some pressures, can, you know, create some production off the edge for you in passing situations. That's going to matter in this, you know, in this league. That matters in today's NFL. That's going to matter with this schedule, as we talked about. So I think it would be a smart sort of plan B for Adam Peters if, you know, you can't swing that plan A with Trey Hendrickson.
So, Mark, last year I made a boneheaded decision when we picked our divisional champions. I went with the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I'm talking myself into doing the same thing again this season. What do you think about Liam Cohen taking over in Jacksonville and the draft they had?
I mean, I think they had a very good draft. I love it when teams have a clear plan, and their clear plan was we're going to go get Travis Hunter. And I can understand why. You know, you could see what he can mean to that team, frankly, on both sides of the ball. And I think it's very interesting that, you know, they're going to start him on the offensive side of the ball. You know, they're going to go into this year with a clear plan of we're going to get the best version of Trevor Lawrence humanly possible. And you look at what Travis Hunter can bring to that offense. You look at what they already have. And, you know, Brian Thomas was a tremendous rookie receiver for them. You know, there's talent on that offensive side of the ball. And certainly Liam Cohen has shown an ability to maximize what he has on an offense and an offense. And so I think you look around the rest of that division, right? Certainly Indianapolis has some questions at the quarterback position. You know, Tennessee drafted Cam Ward, but rookie quarterback, you wonder how quickly that's going to gel. And, you know, maybe they have a tough schedule out of the gate, so maybe there's going to be some bumps along the way. There will be some bumps along the way. You know, a lot of rookie quarterbacks go through that. Houston is certainly in the mix, but they're rebuilding that offensive line a little bit. I understand if you want to, you know, look at Jacksonville and say, you know, tonight, tomorrow's show, that's a team that's going to win the AFC South, because the potential is certainly there after what they've done this offseason and with what's happening in the rest of that division.
I also think that is the right way to handle Travis Hunter. Go out there and make him make some plays as a wide receiver, and then I think, you know, you find some obvious passing down situation, third and longs, to put him in and see if he can make a play on the ball rather than being in every down corner as a rookie.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I was almost of the absolute opposite mind that if, you know, I were coaching Travis Hunter, I'd have him as my CB1, CB2, depending on what else we have in that secondary. He's an every down cornerback in the NFL. And then you could pick your spots with him on the offensive side of the ball, get a package of like 10, 15 plays that he knows, that he likes, that the team, that the offense, that the quarterback, that everybody likes when he's on the field, and pick your spots like that. But the thing with Jacksonville is, and again, it gets back to that idea of, you know, James Gladstone, their new general manager, having a plan. They look at their entire roster. They look at their defense. They look at what they need to get out of Trevor Lawrence. And they think, look, Travis Hunter's our best way to get that best version of Trevor Lawrence, number one. And with what we have on this roster on both sides of the ball, and with what he can do on the offensive side of the ball, and it's going to also draw attention away from Brian Thomas, it makes more sense for them to use him as a wide receiver first. And so, you know, I looked at Travis Hunter a little bit differently, but the Jaguars have a plan for him, and I absolutely love that.
Mark Schofield with us here on the Hadid Merch Rug Cleaning Hotline. Dan Graziano of ESPN answered 10 questions he thinks fans are trying to make sense of. Why didn't the Steelers take quarterback more seriously? Is this going to end up being one of the biggest botches of all time, having Fields, who had a winning record, Wilson had a winning record, and then they don't have a quarterback the following season?
Yeah, it is a bit of a head-scratcher. You know, certainly when you're picking in the top 10, certainly when you had some opportunities, and, you know, frankly, there are still some, you know, free agents or moves available in the quarter at the quarterback position that New Orleans could take. When you knew, you know, early in this offseason, you know, you see the statement from Derek Carr that, you know, they knew in March that this was going to be a situation. You had time to plan for this. Yes, the news came out of the days leading up to the draft, but they had a lot more time during this offseason process to address quarterback differently. So the fact that they went this route, you know, with Tyler Shuck, who, intriguing prospect, you know, second round pick, but you're entering this, you know, this training camp portion of the schedule with Tyler Shuck, Spencer Rattler, and Jake Haener as your three main options. I know they just signed an undrafted free agent from Iowa State, so now you've got four. Those are your four options in the quarterback room. It is curious. Now, they might be looking at this as, look, we've got three young quarterbacks. We'll figure out if one of them can play, and if not, you know, we've got some draft capital into next year, and, you know, maybe that 26 quarterback class, they'll live up to the hype that this incoming rookie class certainly did not live up to. The problem with that is there is a lifetime between now and next draft. And, you know, a good friend of mine who writes at USA Today, Jeff Rayson, just did a look back at some of the way too early mock drafts over the past couple of years. And I'm going to throw out a name to you as a quarterback that was hyped up as, oh, he's going to be a top five pick when he comes out. He's going to be the next great quarterback. Brad Kaya out of Miami, who has never played a down in the NFL. But a year ahead of his draft cycle, people thought, oh, he's going to be great. This is going to be a great quarterback class. Things will change. And so if you're New Orleans and you're thinking, well, if it doesn't work out, we'll just go get a quarterback in next year's draft, you might think that, you know, Sellers down in South Carolina or Nussmeier at LSU or some of these other quarterbacks are going to be worthy of a top five pick. A lot will change. You know, this time last year, not many were looking at Cam Ward as the first overall pick, but that's what ended up happening. And so if I were in New Orleans and you had all that information that you did with Carr, I would have addressed it differently. Maybe they still do, but putting your eggs into the rookie quarterback, young quarterback slash next year's draft class basket, that might not work out well for you.
No, but I think it ends up being Arch Manning.
I mean, that might be what they end up doing, right? And that is a tremendous story, and you're thinking about it now, and you've got the Colts that might need a quarterback, you've got the Saints that might need a quarterback, and you've got Arch Manning potentially in next year's draft class. It will certainly make our jobs easier, you know, next spring, right? You know, if we're talking about, hey, maybe Arch goes to save the Saints or maybe he goes to save the Colts. I mean, it'll make for great content, but who knows? I mean, maybe he doesn't have the kind of season you expect from him. Maybe he decides to stay. Who knows how that situation plays out? There's a lot of uncertainties when you start thinking about quarterback draft classes 2 years from now.
Yeah, and I hadn't thought about Indianapolis, but that makes total sense with Peyton's success there. Mark, appreciate the time, man. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much, Adam. Have a good one.
That is our buddy Mark Schofield, who joined us to go around the National Football League. You can follow him on Twitter, at Mark Schofield. Read his work, SBNation.com. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Happy schedule release day for all those who celebrate. And let's get to the latest rumors and reports for your Washington Commanders. Week one, Commanders host the New York Giants. And that is a must-win game. I know Mike was joking with the junkies. You're not winning the division. You're not winning the division unless you take care of the Giants. And you take care of them twice. Got to. Week two, at Lambeau Field to take on the Packers, Thursday Night Football. Week three, hosting the Raiders. The Vegas Raiders come to town. We do not know about week four and five, correct, Stubb, unless you got an update for me?
No.
Week six, Monday Night Football, prime time, Bears Commanders, the Hail Jaden Part 2. Let's not have it be this close that time. That close this time. Seahawks at Commanders. Sunday Night Football Week 9. So we don't know about Week 7 and 8 yet.
Correct.
Week 10, Monday Night Football. So
No. We know Week 8.
We do know Week 8.
Sorry, I think this might have actually been updated.
Okay.
What we thought was Week 10, Kansas City, has moved to Week 8.
Stubby here. I'm giving you information that's not correct. You know I didn't want to trust your source. All right, Commanders Chiefs is now week 8.
That's what I'm saying.
So you're going Monday Night Football into a Sunday Night Football? That's miserable. I'd rather do Sunday Night Football into a Monday Night Football.
Well, Monday.
Because then you get 8 days. You're now telling me we have to play Monday night in Kansas City, got to fly home. You don't get home until Tuesday at 4 a.m., and then we got to prepare for the freaking Seahawks that weekend?
Well, technically, Sunday night, you get a little bit more time than 1 p.m.
Yeah, but still. I'd rather go Sunday into a Monday rather than Monday into a Sunday. All right, week 11 then is Madrid. We do not know week 10. Week 13, Broncos at Commanders. Sunday night football. Week 15, Commanders at the New York Giants. 16, Philly comes to town. 17, Cowboys at Commanders. Christmas Day game. 18, Washington at Philly. Look, we knew this was going to be a very difficult schedule. I went through it yesterday. I predicted an 11-6 record with the potential of getting to 12 wins if you can win your Week 18 matchup in Dallas against the Cowboys. And that should be, you know, possible for this team to get 12 wins. Because as Michael has said, as I've said, as it's been said around the country, if the Commanders front office plays their cards right, Jaden Daniels went 12-5 and made it to the conference championship with the worst collection of talent he will ever have around him again.
This is correct.
No, Olamide Zaccheaus, we love you. Thanks for coming to Virginia. You're not good enough. I mean, like, simple as that, right? Like, the talent level on the team last year has to be better. And I think it is. Deebo Samuel, Laremy Tunsil, he was running for his life, right? I mean, when my guy Tyler Biotis got hurt, we played Michael Dieter. Who? Michael Dieter at center, and we got blitzed up the middle, and Jaden couldn't do anything. We got better on the offensive line, and the defense should be improved as well. I think I'm really excited for Trey Amos. Like, pressure makes diamonds. I said he's going to be under the most pressure. Spotlight's going to be on him in training camp. I think he's going to show up. The reason I love Trey Amos so much is not because he played his final season at college at Ole Miss. It's because before that, he was recruited to Alabama to play for Nick Saban in Saban's final season in charge of Alabama. Saban has glowingly talked about Trey Amos. I mean, this kid's a player. And as much as Alabama hasn't been the greatest team in the last 3 years, right? You know, it's been Georgia, Michigan, right? Ohio State won it. I'd still take an Alabama boy over anybody. Because to me, that's the cream of the crop in terms of the SEC.
Yeah, it's especially ones that Saban recruited.
Yeah,
still.
Absolutely.
Still floating around.
All right, so we like to close out the show every day by spotlighting the biggest sporting event of the night. We call that segment Game Day on AWOD Radio.
Every day on AWOD Radio is Game Day, home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on Game Day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like Game Day in this Game Day. We are the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Game Day.
All right, AWOD predictions here. NBA playoffs. You made some money if you tailed me in the last round, especially yesterday. As I told you, I thought the Pacers would close out the Cavs, and the Thunder at home took Game 5 over the Nuggets from down 2-1 in that series to up 3-2. Tonight, two games, two series will be concluded. Give me a parlay. All right, Scott's Edition Parlay Bar and Lounge of Knicks, Moneyline, Timberwolves money line, Celtics 1-2-3 Cancun. Good luck, Jason Tatum, on recovering from that Achilles injury. I wish you the best of luck. And 1-2-3 Cancun, Draymond Green. Good luck for your future, because Steph Curry has carried your ass to multiple championships. I never thought you were that good. Your mouth talks more than your game, actually. I've never been the biggest Draymond Green fan, and so I'm kind of happy for a Steph Curry-less Warriors to get blown out by the T-Wolves tonight. Look, I actually like Jimmy Butler. I don't think he's good enough to be the face of a team anymore. He's older. I don't know if he was ever good enough to be the face of a team. It's not like he ever had a deep playoff run when he was in Minnesota, when he was in Chicago. I think Jimmy Buckets is a damn good player and an all-star, but he can't lead the Warriors by themselves to a victory on the road over the Timberwolves. So give me, you know, Boston is picked to win here by Vegas. So you're going to make some money on the Knicks and then take that Timberwolves game if you want to parlay those two matchups. Nats are taking on the Atlanta Braves. O's in action today, Stubb. What do you got?
Doubleheader right now. They're playing the Twins right now, down 3-4 runs, top of the ninth. And then they'll play another one.
Okay.
Basically immediately.
7:15 is your first pitch. Mitchell Parker on the mound for the Washington Nationals. How about we talk some pucks? Stanley Cup postseason playoffs continue tonight. In the quest to hoist Lord Stanley's Cup, it'll be a pivotal Game 5 between the Panthers and the Maple Leafs. That's been a really good series. Oilers Golden Knights from Vegas. I think Vegas has enough to extend the series. You know, Leon Drysdale's been so good for Edmonton. I think they eventually win, but I'll take the Golden Knights to win Game 5, make it 3-2. And then on Thursday, all eyes on the Washington Capitals. Win or you're finito. Win or you're finished. Can the Capitals extend their series against the Canes, send it back to Raleigh for a Game 6 with a Game 5 victory Thursday night, 7 p.m., puck drop on TNT. Man, there's so much going on in the sports world. We also got the Squirrels that are at home. The weather has not been great, but they did play their game yesterday, a losing effort for the Flying Squirrels. I'm hoping that I can get out to the Diamond this weekend because there's just so much to do in Richmond this weekend. If we can get some good weather, I'm going to go to River Rock. I'm going to go to the Diamond, see the Squirrels, play a game, go to some outdoor patios and bars as well. I've been told by Michael Phillips, is the Richmonder.org, that the rain will end Thursday morning. Stub, it's been raining cats and dogs.
I sure hope so.
I really do hope so. It's just, man, the weather's been not great. I have not played any pickleball in the last 2 weeks, Stub. Have not had the weather to get out there and do that. Anything else you wanted to bring up on game day or anything that we have not gotten to close out the show today?
I mean, my game day pick is at 8 p.m. tonight.
Oh,
when the Twitter videos come out.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And you know what? There's a great article this morning on Sports Illustrated about, like,
the process
rise of this. And they interview, I believe it's the
Chargers.
The Chargers video
the
producer.
The Sims one last year.
Yeah, and he said, look, I got hired in 2018. This wasn't a big deal. He's seen how it grew and grew and grew. I worked for the Washington Redskins from 2016 to 2019, and I started to see how that became a big thing.
Yeah, the biggest thing is the media teams only get the schedule in order a day before it's released.
Right. They have, and so that's why, as I'm a video editor, I know the process. Yeah. They have to edit it basically 8 different ways because you know what your home games are, what your away games, you just don't know the order. Grant Paulson, Danny Ruye will have you the latest coverage here on the NFL schedule release. Grant and Danny drive you home on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.